Time now for sports with Jared Sleppy.
The Valley City softball team best Jamestown in the state tournament opener. Jared Sleppy with local sports for NewsDakota.com. The Valley City Highlander offense struck for four runs in the first inning and never trailed as they defeated Jamestown 10-3 to open the Class A state softball tournament. The Highlanders scored six of their 10 runs in the first two innings, batting around in the first after drawing three walks and being hit by pitches on two separate occasions. Senior Emma Milkey grabbed two RBIs and scored a run in the first two frames, and Lexi DeRue scored twice. Jada Nelson collected an RBI in the first on a slap single into left field. Valley City added some insurance runs in the fifth and sixth, scoring two in each inning. Nelson got another RBI for the Highlanders, and Autumn McGough drove in a run in the fifth. Senior Haley Thorson drove in both runs in the sixth with a triple, and Valley City shut the door on Jamestown to move on to the state semifinals today at 4 o'clock. Haley Schaefer tossed a complete game in the circle for Valley City, going all seven innings while striking out 11 and allowing seven hits and just two walks and three earned runs. Katie Falk was handed the loss for Jamestown, completing all six innings in the circle, giving up 11 hits and 10 runs, with eight of which being earned. Valley City will play Dickinson at 4 o'clock today, with the pregame being at 3:50 on KOVC in the semifinal round. As for Jamestown, they have a chance to get fifth place as they'll play West Fargo Cheyenne at 11 o'clock. Minnesota Twins were handed their third straight loss last night as they fell short to the Kansas City Royals 6-5 in Kansas City. As for Josh Donaldson, he did go deep in this one. He had two RBI, went 3-for-5 with three runs. He was the lone bright spot. And as for Jorge Polanco, he tried to stay hot as he went 3-for-4, but only had one RBI and one run. As for the starting pitcher, J.A. Happ, he went five deep as the veteran had allowed five earned runs, gave up no walks, but had just two strikeouts and gave up nine hits and three long balls. As for Bubich, man, he is having quite the start to his young career. He went 4 1/3, allowed three earned runs, two walks, and has an ERA of just north of two. The Twins are now 12 games under 500 at 22-34 and are also 12 games back of first place. The Chi Sox are there at 34-22, and they're also 9 games back of the wild card. As mentioned, lost 3 games in a row. As for the Royals, they are now 28-26. I mean, it has been a roller coaster of a season for the Royals. They lost 11 in a row. Now they've won 4 in a row now, as they have also won 7 of their last 10. They are 5 back of first place and 2 back in the wild card. Twins and Royals are back in action tonight at 7:10, first pitch. As for Shoemaker, he'll be on the bump for the Twins, 2-6 with a 5.90 ERA. As for the Royals, Brad Keller will be on the mound, 5-4, 5.68 ERA. And to finish things out, how about some high school archery for you? As Oaks finished fifth with 1,724 points, Clancy Zimbelman and Mason Kamlitz tied for fourth in the top 100. As for Adam Meyer, he finished 46th. Caitlin Folkman finished 39th. And Kira Erickson finished 58th. As for the middle school division, they also finished fifth with 1,680 points. Shale Zimbelman finished 5th, Brayson Sager finished 9th, Isaiah Wirtz finished 27th, Chris Titus finished 74th, Miranda Maroney finished 69th, Maddox Klein finished 96th, and Sway Jackson finished 75th. So how about some archery for you this morning? All right, that's going to be it for our local sports. Jared Sleppy with you for NewsDakota.com.